Hello.
Hi, this is Peter Davidson.
Yes, Peter.
How are you doing?
Okay.
Great. I was on your website, and I was at the bottom of the page. So we have a URL on the bottom, which is www.medicalseatbeltcovers.com. So do you want that to be hyperlinked?
Yeah.
Okay. And what about the email which you have? Do you want that hyperlinked
too? Same thing. Yes, same thing.
So once people will click on that email, where should it take them? On which page?
It'll take me to just an email, what do you call it? Just an email page.
Okay, the contact page, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll add these links. However, can you please explain me, like, what actually are you talking about e-transfer? Because we don't have the option on the back end of the website to integrate the e-transfer because this is a WordPress platform. So can you please guide me that what exactly do you want?
Okay. An e-transfer is something like PayPal.
Okay.
But it's, how would I put it? It's pretty well the same as PayPal.
Yes, you were saying that people will be able to email transfer you the fund. We've added that option on your PayPal. So once you proceed to checkout and the checkout page comes in, when they're moved towards making the payment, they can add their email address and they can log into your PayPal account. Not yours, but their PayPal account, and they can make the payment there. That's already done.
Okay. Okay, because it didn't work that way with me when I did it.
Let me check. So if I go on the shop page, I add a product on the cart. Okay. And then I proceed to checkout. And then it requires my information. And there is a PayPal option on the billing details page. Do you see that?
Okay, I'm placing an order now, it looks like.
Okay. Can you please try to place the order?
Okay, so that is... Okay, it says proceed to PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It says welcome, Brian. Okay, processing.
Okay, so once you press proceed with PayPal, it will take people to the PayPal option. Okay, they can enter their email or mobile number, and then they can go ahead and pay you the amount on PayPal.
Okay, that'll work.
Okay. However, I guess the last two changes are left, that I need to go ahead and integrate the hyperlinks in the footer, and then we're good to go.
And on the contact page,
mm-hmm.
I sent an email to myself.
Yeah.
And it doesn't come back.
I will be checking that because you've sent me an email, which is support@medicalseatbeltcovers.com.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I will be checking that on the back end, that whether this email is integrated or not. Okay.
Yeah, it's. I know that's just a simple little thing. Could be a hyphen or a dot
in the
way.
Mm-hmm. I'll do that for you, and I'll update you in the next hour about these changes. Okay.
Okay. You see. Okay. On the contact page.
Mm-hmm.
Where it says write some words or send us photos.
Yes.
Okay, and it's got my email address there, right?
Yes.
That's the same thing I want on the hyperlinks.
I got it. I completely got it. It will be linked, and if people will be clicking on your email, they will be taken to the contact page, and if they click on the URL of the website, they will be taken to the home page of the website.
Right.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time, Brian. I got the changes. I'll update you in an hour.
Okay, sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.